going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I don't know if they are. For NBC Sports California and meaningful for the Sacramento Kings or you know, insert local team here.
And once again, so how do you, if you're Adam Silver, and you probably just laid this out, I'm saying it maybe in a different way, how do you convince these teams that we'll make up for the money that you're about to lose by us destroying this local deal? Do you get a piece of league pass?
And that's how I don't know how league pass works. Like, I don't know how, do they rely on Jesse checking the Boston Celtics box when he subscribes for League Pass to say that that's his favorite team? Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, you get a certain percentage of Jesse's money because he indicated he's a Celtics fan. Mm-hmm. I have no clue how that works. League Pass is very reasonably priced for what you get. It's not It's not Sunday Ticket.
Right.
Sunday Ticket, every year that comes around, it's like, do I really need this? Mm-hmm. And I think about it for so long, I forget. And it just charges, and it's like, well, God damn it. That happened for like 3 straight years. That's a multi-$100 investment. Mm-hmm. That's not what League Pass is. Right. So I don't know how you divide that amongst the 30 teams in the league.
AR says that I'm trying to find the article itself.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it says that the league just pulls a portion of League Pass revenue and distributes that to the teams.
I guess that makes sense. So it's like, but it's equal distribution. I would assume, because again, how would you determine that KC is a Knicks fan and Jesse's a
Celtics
fan?
First of all, I press skip every time.
Well, that's the right way to do
every
it.
Every time they ask
that's
me.
That's the right way.
I just skip. You don't need to know who my favorite team is. I want to see the league and just in general.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they should get a portion of the revenue from League Pass. That's it, pretty much. And then you make your other money through regional sports networks, it says.
And that's the thing. Like, say the portion is $10 million for League Pass, and I've got a $10 million deal with NBC Sports California. If you are going to destroy NBC Sports California, well, where am I getting my other $10 million from?
Yeah.
And I think Adam's like, I haven't figured that out yet, but I know this is bad for you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out. But that's crazy. That can't happen. And like, it's ridiculous that it happens in a regular season, but this is the playoffs. And
what is this, the people, NHL?
Yeah, well, those guys. Where's PK at now? I saw those ratings going down 27%. Hey, PK, worry about yourself before you worry about the NBA. Like, I work for the NBA. Mm. But but like, you're in a situation where, you know, the ratings for the first weekend were really, really good. Mm-hmm. And people really want to watch your product and what you got going on. And then they get to a situation where you got to put them on NBA TV. And for whatever reason, you got this blackout thing with NBA TV. And there are Cavs fans who can't watch the Cavs games, or Nuggets fans who can't watch this Nuggets game. And that is awful for your biggest time of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, for playoff, this is inexcusable. Mm-hmm. Absolutely inexcusable. This is a miss by everyone involved.
Yeah.
The league, the team, the networks. This is an absolute miss by everyone involved.
The NBA could fix this and just open up the NBA TV portal for the postseason. Like, just do
right.
that.
Right, yeah.
Because they don't really have no control over Xfinity not having Bally's no more or something like that. Just open up the portal. Bad job.
It feels like regional sports networks are becoming a bigger problem than solution in mainly because it's only baseball mm-hmm. and basketball. This doesn't apply to football
hockey.
At all. Yeah, maybe hockey. I know far less about how their television distribution stuff works, but I know I've read a lot about baseball, and I've read a lot about the frustrations that some teams have had with their local networks. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we read nonstop about what's going on in the NBA about this stuff.
In situations like Northern California, I don't know. Well, maybe I do know what's stopping it, but like, why wouldn't the Giants, A's, Niners, Kings, Sharks get together and say, we're creating this network?
I don't know.
Now, one issue may be the Giants, I think, get the most out of that cluster. They get the most
That
money.
Would be it.
So they're that would be it.
We don't want there's no equal distribution. Mm-hmm. The Sharks aren't eating off of our viewership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the Niners just, they probably get a lot of it. They don't even air their games on.
And who gets custody of Bonte Hill in that situation? That's what I want to know.
Bonte Hill.
Who gets custody of Bonte?
Breaking down Kings games. Bonte gonna be
out here talking about empty calories. Empty calories.
Poor Deuce Amo gonna be at the Sharks game.
Oh.
I gotta go to the Sharks game next year, man. Next year.
I'm trying to get to a baseball game this year. Well, that's a Sharks game.
Go see those White Sox this weekend.
Well, that was my plan. I don't know that that's going to happen. Mm. I might just buy some tickets. Wow. $35.
They're
there. Great seats for $35.
They're there.
I'm not exactly picking a juggernaut of a weekend to go see the A's play baseball.
Anybody, real quick, Jesse, do you know anybody that plays on the White Sox?
Andrew Benintendi.
He's still there?
Yeah, he's still there. Left.
You could be making that up for all I know.
Luis Robert Jr.
No, I'm out. Now you got me now. Although they are an American League team, so I would expect you to know a little bit more than I would.
Michael Kopech's still on that team, I think.
That's good knowledge. Look at our White Sox leader.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Benintendi's is the
South
only
side?
One I know. Yeah.
Red Sox also just played the White Sox. So.
South side.
Just this past weekend.
They
like
did.
The other day.
They did.
Well, we got the Rangers and the A's right.
Rangers and A's right now.
Rangers head to San Francisco next.
Yeah,
to take on the Giants.
My girl Pamela Love says she's going out there this weekend
to the Giants game.
Yeah, she's a big Giants fan.
She's a big Giants fan. She was. I think she's a big 49ers fan.
Mm-hmm.
She was hyped. She was very excited about the draft today. I was like, oh,
glad she didn't listen to this show.
Well, I was like, we might talk about it today. I'm not sure. And the fact that it's 2:07, it'd be funny if we brought it up now, like 4 minutes before break, and that was it. No, we did it.
You know, I had a busy morning, and I wanted to do this, though. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it yesterday. I wanted to listen to a number of different radio mm-hmm. stations around the country
mm-hmm.
and figure out if we literally were the only ones that wouldn't be talking about the NFL draft. Because I told you yesterday, after that Pistons-Knicks game, the Pistons, their first playoff win in almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. They tied up the series or whatever. Mm-hmm. I turn on to Detroit. They're like, yeah, maybe we should give up the entire draft to go get Abdul Carter. Like, what?
Well, there's just no football team here.
Can I put something out? That's very true. Like, yeah. that's a big deal. Like,
are we talking to Niners fans? Are we talking to Raiders fans?
Right.
Are we talking to one Dolphin fan in the studio? Like. Like,
well, I mean, there's Packers fans watching. There's Bears fans watching. There's Cowboy fans watching.
If they were the Sacramento 49ers, mm-hmm. do you think we would have touched on the draft?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I think we'd be all over it.
I
think the interest would be different.
Maybe.
And it's football. It's not baseball. Like, yeah. I think it would be different. Like, if the MLB draft was today, like, well, just tell me what happened. And
MLB doesn't even promote their draft.
Like, it just starts happening. It's like, what's going on? Oh,
Mike Trout was literally the only one to ever show up to the MLB draft in the first person or something like that.
It just starts happening. The last 2 years, they've tried to make it an event. It comes on Sunday. Sunday
really?
Evening. Yeah.
I didn't
know
that.
They get rid of, or they actually do the rounds thing, right? So like NFL. Mm-hmm. So I think the first round is on Sunday. The slot where Sunday Night Baseball is the MLB draft. And the people are there. It's like it looks just like the NFL and NBA drafts. They actually do a pretty good job.
Like you said, just started doing that. Because it used to be a Wednesday.
Yeah, it used to be. We'd be in the middle of the show and with the first selection. What?
In their studios. where Harold Reynolds demonstrates the ground ball.
It's 1:30. Like, well, what is going on?
They were just playing wiffle ball on quick pitch 30 minutes ago.
That's right. No, I think like 2 years ago they started that. Like I said, they actually do a good job. But I also don't know these people. They tell us who they are or whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. But I don't watch for more than like 20 minutes.
Well, congratulations.
Last time I cared about an MLB draft pick, Kyler Murray went like ninth to the A's, I think, or whatever that was.
We could have been seeing Kyler Murray. We do get to see, if you go to the game on Saturday, Nick Kurtz.
Who?
Nick Kurtz.
So, yep.
So the announcers have been instructed
to pause. Yep. I'll tell you the same thing I told our friend. Still not as bad as Steve's son. Steve Kerr needs a talking to for naming his son Nicholas. You have set so many people up in Nicholas's life for failure.
I don't think his name is Nicholas.
It's Nick?
Pretty sure. I'll double check. But we've
so what's
been
his
there.
I think
what's
we
his...
did talk about that. Yeah, it is. I think so.
No way.
I don't think it's
no
Nicholas.
No way.
Because I think
it's
at some
not,
point.
Bro. It's
no, it absolutely is. It absolutely is.
It's Nicholas?
His name is Nicholas.
All right. Well, start calling me
his
Nicholas.
His middle name is Zwicker? Hold up. All right, man. Hold up. That's got to be Wikipedia having fun. That can't possibly
that's
be
what
his
saying,
middle name. That can't be his middle name. That cannot be his middle name.
Man, come on, man.
What is Steve Kerr's son's middle name?
It's almost as bad as his name. And
oh,
so,
man.
What's the come prospect's on, name?
Nick Kurtz. He's a bad boy, too. He the other day in batting practice.
There is no amount of pausing that makes Steve Kerr's son's name okay.
I can't find anything else that disputes this, by the way. Like, I can't find another thing that says his middle name. It's just what Wikipedia has.
And then, you know, I'm like heavy on the T and the Z. Like, when I say Kurtz, Kurt, like I'm Nick. Heavy on that. So, you know, I'm talking about Nick Kurtz.
How high was Steve when he named his son this?
Well, that Tucson weed go crazy.
Nicholas?
Oh, yeah, Reddit has it. So, yeah, I think that's it.
Zwicker Kerr, a.k.a. Nick Kerr. See?
That's the right amount of pause.
It's not.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But that's
there is no level of pause that makes it okay. Watch. Nick Kerr. It still sounds the same.
What you're hoping is that you get so far away from Nick that you nope. Just Kerr.
Nope.
Bro, he said it the first time. I was like, do I need to dump that?
Nope. Look at Scott here. The pause doesn't do anything good.
Hey, naming your kids matters, dude.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
Well,
yeah, you got to call him Nicholas.
All right.
Oh,
Mr. Kerr.
Kurtz made his MLB debut.
Well, congratulations.
Because Sammy got a hit, an RBI. Yeah.
We will talk.
Let's do it, man.
The NFL draft.
Allegedly.
What a moment. D'Lo and Casey return on ESPN 1320. Hey, shout out to Motorhead Pizza.
Big ups, bro.
Oh,
fire.
My God. You got to come in here and get some of these cookies right. Are crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know where Motorhead Pizza is, but find it and go to it immediately.
I think Carosa and Loomis.
Okay. All right. That's the rich area. Yeah? That's where Ron Artest lives.
That's where, no. Like, bro, what are you talking about? You know all the rich spots.
You got your nerve, bro.
What are you talking about? Is up to like 998,000.
Wow. No, shout out ESAC.
Yeah. And that's just the median. So, obviously, that means there's a number of them that go for well over a million.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. John Paul says, Domas. I always wondered where Domas was. I thought Domas lived in, like, Napa, but had a spot by the arena.
Yeah, I pulled a Kobe and had a suite at the Sawyer when he wanted to drive back.
That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
Where I don't know. Maybe I made that up.
Where's Loomis at? I'm not even familiar.
It's like if I think if I got it right, it's Roseville, Rockland, Lincoln, Loomis. It's like it's kind of clustered.
Like
it's right. It's not far. That might be a little off. It might be like to the right or left or something. But it's in the general vicinity of like Rockland, Granite Bay, all of that stuff.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. So he has. Oh, that's an interesting commute for Domas between having a spot in Napa and then a house in the Loomis Granite Bay area. But salute.
Yeah. Salute. To be fair, no, he's not getting the Redfin password. I'm not saying that. If he wants to be here.
Are you trying to move Domas?
No.
Oh, you're trying to buy Domas's house?
No, not that either. I'm letting people know. Mm-hmm. Domas say you want to be here. Mm-hmm. All right, you're here. Let's work. We don't need no clarity. We need to work with what we got. Mm-mm. That's all I'm saying.
I think Domas is going to be ready to work.
I think he is too.
I think Domas.
And I do. I always say this, and I do. Maybe I'm stalling him out a little bit. He didn't say that.
Right.
That was the story of like what He may have tried to be getting out there or whatever, but he never said, when he was asked with his own words, he said, I love Sacramento. I want to be here. And that's what I'll leave with when I talk about Domas.
Normally when someone says they want to be here, it's the kiss of death, though.
Never leaving.
I'm pretty sure Chris Weber said, I want to be here forever, and like was in Philadelphia 48 hours later.
48. Real quick, those cookies are fire.
But, oh, right? Man.
That's different.
Yeah.
Motorhead. I thought it was going to be something. It was something else. It's
yep.
You need to ride with us, Motorhead.
That's a big time win.
Come on, Motorhead.
Yeah, that's a big time win.
Come on, they did.
I never had like the salt on it or whatever.
That
See, there are people.
The Kings do that.
The Kings do. And every once in a while, you get a little stupid. Mm. You can do the salt on the cookie, but if you do not mess up, because you will ruin the whole cookie if you get cute with the salt.
You're throwing away a cookie because of that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This one?
Not this one. They did their thing. Come on, man. This one.
Tyler Come Jennings on, man. Says salt good on eggs too. Disagree.
Wow. Boy, that is
10
that is
toes down for life.
That is the definitive Jesse Tapia take.
Oh, man. In Pittsburgh, do they put salt on their cookies?
I'll tell you what about Pittsburgh. You talk about teams being on the clock. You dummies. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
21. Y'all got about 5 hours. Y'all are really sitting around waiting on this idiot. Is it 21?
21.
If the 21 pick gets here and they don't select a quarterback, fire everyone. I know that's not their bag, and I know they would never, but my God.
What if you aren't completely sold on Shedeur Sanders as like the guy?
So Shedeur is definitively the second quarterback.
Yeah.
It's well, just, wait,
were you talking about between 2 and 3 or 1 to 2? Because 1, we know who it is.
Well, 1 is Cam.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I think,
so who's the number 2 quarterback?
Depends on what team you ask.
And I think that's tripping.
If you ask the Giants, it's Jackson Dart, according to everyone. Schefter said it.
Yeah, like they
Not taking Jackson Dart.
Not at three. They might take Abdul Carter or try to take whoever at 3 and then trade back in because they had the second pick of the second round. Trade back into the first, take Jackson Dart.
And Jackson Dart is a good ball player. He's not better than Shedeur Sanders. He's not. I think people are really bugging.
That's what happens when you drink juice instead of eat cookies. You die on the air. Eat cookies, people. Sorry.
The people are really, like, Shedeur is, I don't want to put too much on it, but Shedeur is really good. He's a really good quarterback. And
so are we still at the 1.5 quarterbacks drafted in the first round? We're still on the less? I mean, you two are still on the less?
I'm on the less.
I think I'm still on the less.
I cannot believe that.
It's going to take someone trading into the first round unless the Steelers take Shedeur. I think
it's a good point.
I'm taking more. I cannot believe only one quarterback gets taken in the first round.
I'm looking at, I think this is usually Pat Briscoe of CBS. I believe that's who it is. Yep, Pete Prisco. Excuse me. He's only got Cam Ward going in the first round as of today. So.
Okay. I don't think that happens.
I think Jackson ends up with Giant, and then Shedeur ends up with the Steelers or Saints.
Both in the second round.
Yeah, and
I can see Shedeur in the first. Like they're talking about the Saints trading back into the first too and stuff like that.
I don't know why the Saints wouldn't take him with their ninth pick.
Now, I don't think teams are sold on Shedeur for that high. I think that's why he's sliding because that you can't. For what you could get, like a linebacker, just insert position, you could get a better player at that spot.
Would you risk, if you're Pittsburgh, trading down?
Well, what you mean?
To get Shedeur later? If you think Shedeur is too big of a shot at 21, do you risk trading down and getting him later in the first round?
I yeah, because there's nobody after you that's taking a quarterback. So I'd be open to that. You've got the Chargers, Packers.
You probably can't go past what?
The start of the second round for sure. I think Shedeur, if he's there for the Browns, well, the Giants might get a quarterback. But let's just say Jackson Dart hasn't been drafted. Mm-mm. If Shador's there for the Browns or the Giants, I think
who's the Browns' current quarterback? Did they didn't sign one, right?
Trying to think who played for them at the end.
I'm almost positive Joe Flacco's back.
Oh, they signed Joe. I know Joe Flacco signed somewhere. I don't think I realized it was Cleveland.
Let me see here. Let me pull this thing up real quick. They had
Kenny Pickett, David Joe Flacco, and Deshaun.
Jeez. Kenny Pickett. They did sign. Didn't they sign him? Sign yeah. Kenny Pickett. That was crazy.
So yeah, they definitely still need a quarterback.
Yikes! Yikes!
But
yikes,
Pittsburgh.
Yikes.
If Pittsburgh isn't taking Shador, I'm just not sure what they're doing or what they have going on. Like, I'm not saying you have a perfect roster. But you went and got DK Metcalf. The defense has already been the defense, and you can add to that throughout the draft. The one thing you're really missing is a quarterback, and you got a guy right there. Where
it
you
might could, be him.
You could draft Shador, and I don't want him, but you could draft him and get Aaron Rodgers. So why not just draft Shador?
I don't know what's going on with Rodgers.
I don't want Shador in a quarterback room with that dude.
I understand. But if they're
I don't want at, my team in a room with that dude. that's just me.
That's facts. But if they're looking at like, oh man, we could get Aaron Rodgers, like there should be no thinking about it. Like, get Shador, get Aaron Rodgers. You have them both there.
I was talking to Casey before the show. Shador was like on some podcast or something talking about the top quarterback wide receiver duos. He names a couple and he's like, yeah, whoever's thrown to DK Metcalf and George Pickens this season too. Maybe he knows some. Mm.
Is Shador the story of this draft? Tonight, at least, round one. I think it's either him or Jenty.
It's not Jenty, I don't think.
No.
I don't think
people. I don't think he is. I don't know what the story of this draft is. Is the story of the draft.
The story of the draft is like the top four picks.
The lack of quarterbacks? Because, I mean, like, how many years has it been where five quarterbacks get drafted in the first round? Is it teams not reaching for quarterbacks that they don't like? Again, I do not think it's Cam and Cam only. Mm-hmm. I'm putting my money on one other quarterback getting drafted in the first round.
Is this John Poles has in the chat house? Is it Travis Hunter? I'm intrigued about where he goes.
Well, he made it more intriguing with what he said about a week ago.
About playing both sides of the ball?
Yeah.
That's what he wants to do?
Yeah, and they said if they don't let him, he don't want to play there. But I think, like, these guys are great, but I think them being in the top four is already done. So I don't know if that's the story. Like, that's something we've already known now for a couple months. We don't know where Jenty's going to go, and we don't know where Shador's going to go. And I think that's the, for me at least, that's the intrigue of this draft.
Okay.
Because Jenty, what would they say? Jenty probably wouldn't get past the Bears at 10. That's the thought.
Mm-hmm.
But he could go anywhere between 5 and 10.
Yeah, they were talking Cowboys this morning. They have the 12th pick, and they're saying if they want Jenty, you're going to trade up for that. He's not going all the way to 12. Mm. At least they're assuming.
Hell, to be honest with you.
But that's the story of the draft, though?
Yeah, because these looked at as like Saquon. Like, he's looked at as somebody that can change your fortunes and change your franchise. He is, for a lack of a better term, the return of the running back.
Hmm.
He's looked at like a game changer. So if you can get him, he might change your fortunes.
I mean, if you're Vegas, you don't let him get past you, do you?
You would think. I think they're gonna pass on him though. I'm not sure.
They have needs. Like, if you go offensive line, defensive line, whatever, you're obviously going with Geno, which is fine. You got to protect Geno. That's fine. One of the ways you could protect Geno was having a threat in the backfield.
You're right.
That's as good of a way of protecting Geno Smith as a solid offensive lineman is.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. The other one I've seen a lot now is Jenty going 5 to the Jaguars.
They're saying they're supposed to make a splash.
Mm. That'd be a good pick for them. Don't they still have old boy though from Clemson?
He's not. He's on his way out. He had a bad year this past year. Mm. Travis Etienne.
Etienne, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because didn't he have a good year like a year ago?
He was decent, yeah.
The year they made the playoffs, he was like that dude.
Yeah, last year he was supposed to be something, and just he ended up sharing splint carries, I think.
Mm. Well, to D-Lo's point, let me see. Oh, wow, this is crazy. So to D-Lo's point, I'm looking at just mock draft here, and I see three quarterbacks.
In the first round,
they got Jackson Dart going to the Saints.
Okay.
And then in a shocker, this is a shocker.
So that's the Saints is an interesting one to watch because of the Derek Carr situation.
Yeah. Shocker to me, and this is kind of ridiculous. They got Jalen Milrow going to Pittsburgh over Shador.
Bama, right?
Yeah. He's out of the draft.
That's a fail.
He's at the draft. He'll be
there. Oh.
If they do that, that's just a fail. Milrow is a cool quarterback. He is not a day one better than Shador quarterback.
What do you think the hang up is with Shador? Why is there so much?
I think there's a couple things going on. I think number one, some people don't think he's that good. Number two, I think he intentionally has tanked some of those interviews because he's trying to control where he goes. Mm-hmm. And
which teams don't like.
They don't like that at all. So I think those two things have played the biggest role in what's going on with them. I wish you would slip somewhere where the Niners are, though. And I like Brock, but I'd take Shador. They got a lot of other needs, but they got a lot of draft picks, too.
I feel like Shador is good, but like his hype also kind of not carried him, but elevated a bit.
What hasn't carried him?
Like his hype elevated him a bit. Like he's really good, but not like now we're learning he was never like a top three pick or anything like that.
Well, the thing about it that I talked with Jesse about too, though, is I think because I'm a big believer in Shador, I think he's as good as any quarterback in his draft, including Cam Ward. He does have some physical limitations with the arm. He doesn't have like a rocket arm, but he's tough. I think his accuracy is on point with where he throws the ball. And, yeah, he had some up-and-down moments in Colorado, but for the first year for sure and a lot of the second year, that offensive line was awful.
Mm-hmm.
So you get him in a situation with a better offensive line, sit back and he can actually read a defense and figure out what's going on, I think he's going to be really good. And maybe you can say that for a lot of the quarterbacks out there, but I think his accuracy and his feel for the game is top tier. That's what I think about him. But that's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people feel differently about.
Part of me wonders. Shador. We've known the NFL to do this. By the way, we've got that keyword you need for your chance to win Kenny's Riches in the Jump Shot Jackpot giveaway. Your chance to win a $500 e-Visa gift card courtesy of Folsom Lake Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, home of the big guy Vince Bloom and Kenny Caraway. Coming up here at the top of the 3 o'clock hour, we'll have that keyword you need to enter over at ESPN1320.com. Again, coming up at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. Also, got Matt George coming up about an hour from now. Today's Thursday, right? We got Matt George coming up at about 3:20. So make sure you tap in for that as we'll shift our attention back to the Sacramento Kings. We've known the NFL to do this. We saw it with almost in unprecedented fashion with Lamar Jackson. In truly unprecedented fashion with Colin Kaepernick. We have seen them attempt to make a point. Are they using Shador Sanders to make a point?
Never thought about it that way. I don't get those vibes.
Okay.
I don't think they're proving a point. I think some people are just turned off by Shador. Just the individual.
Okay.
And they wouldn't touch him. Like, we got Nick V, who hopefully...
Okay, it's your boy. I'm
giving him an opportunity to speak his mind. That's all I'm doing. He says whoever drafts Shador is going to really regret it. His attitude is terrible. I point that out to say I think there are some people in the NFL who feel that. Coaches, executives who feel that way about him. There's other people who look at his attitude and his moxie, you know, word they like to throw around. They think of that. That's a positive.
People in the NFL, they want you to bow down to them. This is you. You should be so grateful for this opportunity. You should kiss the ring. And that's how you should approach these draft interviews and all of these different things that we do. We are giving you the opportunity to live out your dream. Mm-hmm. That's how the NFL looks at this. The NFL, the NBA is a players' league. Mm-hmm. It's a star-driven league. The NFL, that's an NFL league. It's a National Football League league. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It is not about Dak Prescott or Micah Parsons. It's about that star. It's not about Brock Purdy or Fred Warner. It's about that red and gold. Mm-hmm. And it's why the Raiders can move all over the West, and most of their fans are just like, cool. Mm-hmm. Let's go with it. Raiders, baby. Raiders. it's why Jesse's like a Dolphins fan. Like, it's a Dolphins. It is a team structured league. Mm-hmm. The players, I don't want to say the players don't matter, but they're an afterthought. There are so few stars in the NFL. So few that when someone comes in with a star-like attitude, or a guy who was a star in college, a legitimate crossover star in college, they're Hunter Hurst Helmsley in that. That out of here.
Right.
It's not what we do here, son.
Right. You have to get acclimated to how we do things.
That's right.
King Voss in the chat also, he says he does that with his dad as the coach. What's he going to do in the NFL? And saying, like, if he got a bad attitude with his dad, what's he going to do with somebody that's not his dad? Here's an interesting thing, and I don't know, King Voss may understand this. I'm not trying to scold him, but here's the interesting thing about sons and their dad's coaching. There are a lot of times when they are worse with their dad than they mm-hmm. are with somebody else mm-hmm. because they can't separate the two when the dad's
getting on. Reese don't like you. I saw the way he was talking to you yesterday.
It's a shoot, though. Mm-hmm. When I coach Reese, his attitude is so poor when I get on him.
He's sick of hearing something. You. Yeah.
But with any other coach, he's a model citizen. Mm-hmm. He is perfect. He doesn't talk back. He's extremely coachable. But when dad says it, it's not coach saying it. It's dad on my head all the time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that could be the case with Shador. He also says there's reports he was the worst interview they ever had. So there's two things possibly going on with there as well. Yeah. Number one, I talked to you about Shador mm-hmm. trying to control where he wants to go.
Yeah.
If he doesn't want to go to Jacksonville and Jacksonville interviews him, he may throw the whole interview.
Yeah.
Like, be honest with you, I hate Florida. Mm-hmm. I'd never want to go to Florida.
It's sticky out here. Yeah, it's nasty.
It's terrible.
Urban Meyer's still here.
That may be the case. Yeah. And I've heard that might have been the case with some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, there's also an element of if you're, and this happens in the NFL a lot as well, if you're the Cleveland Browns and you're like, we really like Shador. But I think if we play this right, we can get Travis. And if we badmouth Shador enough, he could fall to us at the beginning
and
of the
second round.
And
that's a thing. That's absolutely a thing.
So that's where you hear anonymous GMs. Yep. Oh, he's terrible.
That is absolutely a thing.
He is just an awful interview. And yep. I don't think he's that good. He's da 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 da. And it's a risk.
Yep.
It's not a guarantee, but.
But it's a card to play when you might not have another card to play.
Right.
We can't afford to trade. We can't afford to do all these other things. We need all of our draft picks. How can we find a way to pull this off? Mm-hmm. That's how.
Mm-hmm. And if there's not enough, like you're looking at it, I'll use Cleveland as an example. If you're looking at Cleveland, like there's only, like we really only got to talk like two teams off of him. Because everybody else got a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's different to do when you got to talk bad about them and hope that 12 teams pass them. Like, that's not the case with the Shador situation. It's probably going to be like two teams. Like, you probably got to talk the Saints and the Steelers out of drafting them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's talk crazy about them. And if he falls to us in the beginning of the second round, Guess who we drafted? And it worked.
Do you think Travis goes second?
I do. I do. I think it's Cam, Travis. I think the Giants are going to take Carter.
Yeah, I so do. So
they should.
I think they are. And who knows what? I know they're saying Jeanty at five. The fourth pick will be the Patriots. Maybe the Patriots take him. You know, to pair him up with Mac Jones.
If Jeanty winds saying, up,
not Mac Jones, but
why are we forgetting his name? Drake May.
Yeah, Drake May.
Yeah,
definitely not Mac Jones.
I think they're saying Will Campbell for the Patriots.
Isn't Mac Jones tackle in San Francisco?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
My, how time flies. Goodness gracious.
And Polo L asked the questions. He says, Jerry, not taking Sanders at 12? Well, look, I want to address that directly because I really like Shador. I remember he was running around here when Deion was here when we would go to Morton's. But, you know, I love Dak.
I don't think Shador was born then, was he? Why don't you calm down, Shaq?
Hey, let Jerry talk.
Relax. What are you talking about? I was pointing at my son. He was saying, go win, Dad. What? He's like 3 months old. These dudes, man.
I think Dak has what it takes, and we've got CD here, and I know Micah's from Pennsylvania, and he's going to show how they do things in Pennsylvania, and I just want to win a Super Bowl so bad. I can't wait to see what these Cowboys do. And Luca was a close friend of mine.
Kyle Shanahan, what are the Niners going to do today?
Oh.
Well,
boy, you haven't dusted this one off in a while.
I know it's been a long time since we talked and stuff. And, you know, we're just going to try and get a good player and stuff. You know, it's just one of those things where, you know, we might not make it a Sunday. So if we do, we're just going to try and get as many good players as we can and stuff. And then that's just what we're going to do.
He really talks like that, too. It's like, take a breath, brother.
Now y'all just treating Kenny like a jukebox. What does the Ultimate Warrior think about the draft?
I'll tell you right now, if I had Shador on my team,
right,
we would go into the other regions of the galaxy, and the galaxy would take the Ultimate Performer and have a gold chain.
We will.
Maybe we can get the Macho Man to take us to break?
Nope.
We'll come on.
Hey, well, what would what was it yesterday?
What did you do yesterday?
I did Jerry.
Yeah, that's Jerry Jones want to take us to break?
No, what I should have done, I can't believe I already forgot the gimmick.
Look at it.
I was going to interrupt Kenny's impersonations with worse impersonations.
All the people in the chatos are calling for it. Look at Tyler Jennings, D-Lo, what is the Macho Man thing? The people want it.
Give the people what they want. Give them what they need.
Y'all want it? It's too damn bad.
Oh,
have that key word.
Damian Cena here.
He said, you got to catch the impression at the PLE.
I've always been a good guy. We'll come back. We'll have that keyword you need to win that $500 e-Visa gift card courtesy of the Jump Shot Jackpot giveaway coming up here. That's at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. Matt George at 3:20. We'll talk more about the draft here when Dylan and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader.
Hey!
ESPN 1320.
This is D-Lo.
Come on.
And
I'm not a hater.
No.
No.
I'm not a hater.
No, it doesn't matter. Just step all over this.
Yeah.
We're going to have to clip that and send it to Jason.
I'm not a hater.
No, go ahead. Repeat what you just said for the radio audience.
Dodger Stadium was a pretty cool stadium when I went there for the first time. It was.
I could go to Yankee Stadium. I'll never say a good thing about it, even if I had a good time. Like,
I, look,
I always mean nothing to you, sir.
I don't like the Red Sox. But if I go to Fenway, I'm like, this is pretty
That's dope. Fine, but like Red Sox Giants is nothing. Like Dodgers Giants Fenway, is like
Fenway was the same as Wrigley. I went to Fenway more than Wrigley. Like I've only been to Yankee Stadium once. It was the new one, and it was great. Yeah. Like the experience was really cool. Either, yeah. But when you go to like Wrigley felt special. Like Fenway felt special. The Yankees it did. Yankee Stadium didn't. It felt cool. Like this is a really cool part. It didn't feel like there was a, oh, man, this is like so much has happened here. It felt like that at Wrigley and Fenway.
See, that's what I'm talking about with Dodger Stadium. Dodger Stadium been around for a long time.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say that.
Look, the views from up there are pretty dope.
You are not helping your cause at all.
I'm not a hater. This goes to show. When I start talking crazy about somebody, it's not because I'm a hater. I just keep it a stack.
No, you need to be a hater sometimes. Right, like, hating is cool.
You know I hate the Dodgers. You know I hate
No, that. I don't think anyone knows that.
I hate the Dodgers. But Dodger Stadium was pretty cool.
Did you have the same feeling walking through Giants Stadium or AT&T Park, whatever you want to call it, Oracle Park?
No, the feeling was 10 times better. Like, this is the
ten
best.
10 times, really? Was 10 times
this
better?
This is the best stadium ever made. Oracle Park is that.
Now you're telling her how much you love her Petco's dope.
Petco's dope.
Isn't the one in Baltimore pretty fire?
It is.
Camden. It's pretty fire, right?
I've never been there. I've driven past it, too. But, yeah, it's pretty fire.
You know what I love about – is it you at – what's Baltimore? What's the Ravens?
M&T Bank Stadium, I think it is.
Like – it's just like if we were here, it's just like off the 80. Like if you're driving in Baltimore on a Sunday, you just watch the game as if you're stuck in traffic on the freeway.
No, it's legit like.
Because it's over and it's like sunken a little bit. So like you see into the stadium.
It's legit like the rail yards.
That is the perfect description
of it.
It's
like on the outskirts
of
downtown.
That's exactly what
it's
like.
Downtown, like
and it's just, if you just looked, hey, Ray Lewis got a tackle.
Facts.
All right.
You could see the video board from where you're driving and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta get to a Baltimore Ravens game. Oracle, there's nothing better. I'm sorry, there's nothing better. PNC looks dope, too.
Yeah, PNC Park
PNC looked dope. It definitely does. That's the Pirates.
Pirates, okay.
It looks dope.
Oh, yeah, that does look great.
But Oracle, man, come on, man. Come on, man. That's the one.
What's PNC stand for?
I think it's like a bank out there.
Oh.
I think it's national a little bit, too, but I think it's a bank.
Okay. Let's get TC in here. Elk Grove Kid Talk Line 916-909-1320. TC, talk to me.
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC?
Oh, man, vibing. You know, it's draft day, man. We're going to pick back up on the Kings and Perry tomorrow, man. You know, he in the lab right now working.
Okay.
As far as the Niners, bro, the first pick, bro, should be an offensive tackle, period.
Okay.
Hands down. Offensive tackle, second round pick, this is a shoot. Draft a quarterback. I'm out, but that's all I got, bro. Draft a quarterback, second round pick. That's all I got.
Are you out on Brock, TC?
You ain't hear him? He said he's out. The man's got nothing else to say.
Just like, all right.
He said.
He seemed pretty, like, beat up about it.
He's out on Brock. He don't like Brock. TC don't like Brock. TC always talking about don't pay him.
He don't like Brock because of how they did Trey Lance, too. I think this is what this all stems from. This all of this. The last 3 years all stems from how they did Trey Lance. And it's all just
so Trey Lance would have been successful if he hadn't been drafted by the 49ers or if he had given more of a shot.
I think
by
TC's
Kyle Kenny.
Thing, if he was given more of a shot, Trey Lance would have been the dude.
Let's ignore the fact that he's been on other teams. And
this is a bloodline level story right here. It just keeps evolving.
Who'd he sign with, the CFL? The Rock?
He's still in the NFL.
Back in the NFL.
Oh, he did. Who'd he sign with?
The Chargers.
He signed with the Chargers. Yeah. Okay.
Jesse tried to put him in the CFL.
Oh, that's right. He tried.
Kyle tried to put him in the CFL.
Kyle tried to just break his leg.
I think the Saskatchewan Roughriders had him on the little, I'm going to sign this guy if he doesn't make it in the NFL list that they have.
I like Trey Lance. I wondered why Dallas didn't put him in the game last year when the season was over. Like, let him play the last four games of the season or something.
Jesse just hit a yes movement.
Yeah. What round would you draft Shadur if he was available?
Mm.
If you were the 49ers. Yeah, you said you would draft him even if you had Brock. What round would you draft Shadur then?
He says round two.
Yeah, how in are you on Brock if you take Shadur as well?
I probably wouldn't. I just like Shador, okay. So that's probably what
he's podding.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, hold on.
But I will say
Jesse this. Jesse called him on it. He's like, I was lying.
But no, I will say this. If Shador is there at 38, whatever pick they have,
you take him in the second round.
I'm for real thinking.
If you would take Shador Sanders in the second round, I think that tells me you're not as in on Brock Purdy. Though.
It tells me you're not thinking about winning a Super Bowl this year. Like, you're absolutely not.
I got 11 picks.
And you need them. Hey, you need offensive linemen. You need defensive linemen. You need, I mean, I guess the one thing you don't need, that you don't need a running back because you'll just find one.
I wouldn't do it. Because then, like, I would sit there and think, like, you're right. I need more. I have a backup, regardless of how whack I think he is. But I got a backup. I got a starter. I don't need it. So I'll just move on. But I would think about it. I, for real, if I'm John Lynch and, like, he's still on the board, for real? We're at 39. I'd be like, no way, I would say, all right, well, let's talk about this.
And then they would say no.
See, no, you're going to start a distraction. Brock's going to be all pissed off.
Not if. I don't think Brock's contract's going to be signed in the next 5 hours.
Wow. Kenny Caraway out on Brock Purdy.
No, I'm not out on Brock. You know, ironically, I think Shador and Brock are similar. Like, I think they're not as physically gifted as some of these other quarterbacks, but they process real quick. They're tough as nails, and their accuracy is top level. I think they're like kind of similar quarterbacks.
Outside of Shador, I can't remember what
Shador's
TC said.
Shador's a little taller than him, though.
TC say offensive lineman at 11?
Offensive lineman first pick.
Do you care what? Because it feels like I mean between the, you know, four mock drafts I've looked at this week, the one I have in front of me, it just bounces back and forth between someone on the defensive line or someone on the offensive line. It feels like that is where people have them taking their first pick at.
I got them in the trenches, too.
You don't care on what side?
Nah, I don't. Offensive line wouldn't be as sexy, but it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So,
especially if you're going to sign a healthy contract to Brock Purdy.
All right, Jesse said, how much longer you got Trent Williams? So you got to start preparing for that.
You can't, though. Like, you need to tighten up your offensive line, but when Trent's gone, everything's going to change.
Yeah. Yeah, or I mean, look, you find that left tackle.
If you can,
you
salute.
Ain't gonna find Trent
Williams. You're not looking for Trent Williams. You're looking for a guy to start, maybe right, next five, right. 6 years.
A guy that could you start and you can win with. It ain't gonna be Trent Williams. It's not gonna. That's a 99. Yeah, so that's a 99 right there. Right. So it's not gonna be that. But yeah, you go to the trenches. I really think, if I had a preference, I'd probably want them to go defensive line because I need that to be retooled. I need that back to the level of where it was the last, you know, the previous 4 or 5 years or something like that. So that would be my first thought. But if they have an offensive lineman that were like, hey, you're not going to be able to find another offensive lineman like this, or we aren't going to be able to find another offensive lineman like this for another 2-3 rounds, yeah, man, go get him.
If you're the 49ers, are you talking about winning a Super Bowl this year?
I think you can. Yeah. I think as long as you have Trent Williams. Yeah, I don't think that's not ending your Super Bowl hopes, in my opinion.
But who's your receiver, though?
Well, figure that out today.
You got Purcell. Juwan Jennings is a 3. You find one in the draft. You know,
you have Christian McCaffrey back.
Christian McCaffrey.
You probably need to find something else to do at that running back position too.
They like my man Crowder.
Jay? Thank God someone does. Thank God
someone
loves Jay Crowder.
They like old boy from Arizona that I liked last year. Drawing a blank on his name, but they got him in the second year. They're going to draft one or two. So that's what it's going to be. In all honesty, with the 49ers, what I expect from them this year and what I'm looking for them this year is to be the Rams of last year. The Rams look like they took a step back, but they killed the draft.
Mm-hmm.
They killed the draft. And by the end of the season, they were a dark horse NFC championship team.
Yeah.
It was like, yo, this team kind of dangerous. You might not want to play them. And they actually gave Philadelphia the best game in the playoffs.
I think that's realistic for the Niners this season.
Yeah. So a playoff team that you get some good bounces and get some good breaks, maybe you can make a run.
I think you might have been talking about Jacob Cowing.
Cowing. Yeah. Jacob Cowing. That's my guy.
You're still upset about Jay Crowder's lack of playing
time. You said Crowder. I was like, there's no way it's Jackson Crowder who he's talking about.
Definitely. No, he's upset that Jay Crowder didn't get enough love this year.
Yeah, well, man, Cowing, man.
I remember us talking about him last year.
But, yeah, kill this draft and get better as the season goes along.
And I think the Rams are a great example. The Rams absolutely did that. We thought they were done, at least as a contender. You and Kyle Mattson got on board with them pretty quickly, and I got on board late, but I really did think that team could could potentially represent the conference.
I think that's...
I mean, they take Shadur in the second round.
And so that's a team that has to make a little plan moving forward.
They might be a dark horse. I haven't heard anything about this, but they might need to be a dark horse for the first round.
Because
they killed the draft. Their defense is damn near set.
Yeah.
With the young guys and everything they got going on. You got Puka. You might try to... No, they got Davante Adams, so you're not going to necessarily look for the Cooper Kupp replacement with that first rounder. Man, set yourself up. Get Shadur.
11.
I hope not, actually. Don't listen to anything I just said, to be honest.